8:11 on Connect FM. It is your morning connection for a Friday. And today we feature once again the consolidation countdown on Connect FM. And the countdown to consolidation of the City of Dubois and Sandy Township into the new City of Dubois municipality is now a little less than 3 months away. On January the 5th, 2026, which is just 87 days from today, consolidation will take hold and become official. And each month this year, we have been taking some time to talk with some of the key individuals that are working in the process of consolidation in order to get their insight and their perspective. And the topic of today's consolidation countdown is law enforcement and the police department for the new City of Dubois municipality. Chris Kruszelek is the chief of police currently for both the City of Dubois and Sandy Township. He has been serving in law enforcement for the Dubois area for 30 years now, and he is kind enough to share with us on today's consolidation countdown. Chief, good morning to you, and thank you for joining us today.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
You are sure welcome. Now, we last talked about the police department and the forthcoming consolidation implications way back in February, if you can believe it was that long ago. And at that time, you had already told us about a number of steps that already had been successfully achieved or checked off the list as far as consolidating the two departments. Could you give us an update now that we're in October on the current status of the police department and law enforcement for what is soon to be the new City of Dubois?
Yeah, the operations of both departments are running very well together. The Sandy officers and the Dubois City officers have been working out of the same office. So getting the officers together and working more closely together has been great. Mm-hmm. We haven't had a single problem. The continuing process of getting policies and procedures, that's an ongoing process of making sure that we have the best professional standards out there.
Sure. Now, you, of course, giving the details there of so much that's already been completed in joining the forces into one force, what would you say remains as the most pressing issues or details that still need attention before January? You mentioned there the policies and procedures. Could you kind of give us a little more insight into that?
Yeah. So we've been tailoring all of our policies and procedures off of the PA Chiefs of Police accreditation program. Mm-hmm. So they set standards, probably close to 150 different standards for police departments. And from those standards, you have to create a policy based off of those standards. So that's to ensure that the police department is using the best practices in law enforcement. So then the PA Chiefs of Police, they will come in and they will assess your department to make sure that your policies and procedures are up to the standard. So that's what we're striving for.
Right.
We will probably enter that program in mid-2026. Then you are in the program for a year before they come in and assess your department.
Okay. So they allow it to get up and running and work out all the wrinkles.
Yeah. So whenever the PA Chiefs of Police do come in, you have to provide proof of compliance for every standard. So many different ways how you prove compliance on a standard. It's whether reports or observations. They'll come in and they'll ride with an officer. They'll review every single policy that the police department has, and you have to prove that you're abiding by the standard.
Absolutely. Okay. Now, I'm sure that this process, which has not only been this year, but you know, we knew consolidation was coming, and I know that the police forces have been working in tandem getting ready for this. But could you just take a few moments here this morning to give our listeners somewhat of an idea of just how much extra time, work, and commitment that members of your department have had to put into consolidation in this effort over the past year or two?
Yeah, all the officers, they're the biggest part of all of this. Mm. There are every single officer between Du Bois City and Sandy Township is dedicated to this consolidation. And with that, we've had the opportunity, we actually planned for this in 2024. The city and the township increased their training budget for mm-hmm. both departments. So we've been sending a lot of officers to specialized training. It gives us the opportunity for an officer that, you know, has an interest in accident reconstruction. So Du Bois City had a young officer, very intelligent. He was interested in accident reconstruction. So he's actually been to 3 2-week classes for accident reconstruction. And there's a lot that goes to it. You have to be pretty intelligent to do that because there's a lot of mathematics in that. Yeah. And he's excelled in it.
Okay, that's excellent. And I knew you would appreciate the opportunity to be able to brag on your officers and the people that make up the department.
Yeah. We have a lot of other different trainings going on. We just started a drone program. Mm-hmm. We had received that technology grant here a couple years ago. We just recently purchased 2 drones. One is for indoor use and one's for outdoor use. So okay. With that, we have 4 officers that are getting the training to be, I guess, pilots. Mm. So they're studying for their pilot's test right now.
Okay.
The outdoor drone, it has a lot of different capabilities. It has thermal imaging. When we did a demo of that drone up and down Beaver Drive, and it was 150 feet up in the air, and it was actually locating groundhogs.
Is that right?
Yeah. We'll be able to find, lost kids or elderly with that drone. A lot of different things that we can do with that.
Or anybody that might be on the run, picks up human thermal heat, I'm sure, too.
Yeah, it has a lot of different things. It can actually map a crime scene or an accident scene. We're excited to get that up and running.
Now, when the consolidated community commences in January, what will the City of Du Bois police force look like in numbers wise?
Well, back in I can't remember the month, but it was early on, the 10-member board, we submitted a proposal of what would be an efficient police department, and they had agreed that we'd have 31 officers. Mm-hmm. We're a couple short of that. We had a retirement. It would really only be adding one more officer that we plan on utilizing into more investigations. So if we can get to that 31 officers, we'll have a good complement, and it's going to help us be more efficient.
Great. Now, one final question for you, Chief. From your position of leadership of the community's law enforcement and with consolidation fast approaching, would you have any special message or messages that you would like to communicate to the township and city residents?
Yeah. The law enforcement service in the Du Bois area will be more efficient with more specialized trained officers. The department will run more professional to meet the public's need. The Du Bois community will have an improved level of police service. Really excited for this. Ever since I was an officer with Sandy Township, Assistant Chief Roy and I, we've always talked about merging the departments and consolidating. So it's exciting.
Yeah. And I think it's been a big advantage that the two forces have always worked so well together anyways along the way. So it just seemed like the natural thing for the two departments to consolidate. And it's great to hear the updates that things are working so well at this point.
Yeah, the command staff between Sandy Township and Du Bois City Police has been great to work with, and I couldn't do it without them.
Yeah. Before we let you go, I want to kind of backtrack a little bit and ask a question I kind of skipped over here regarding if there's going to be any change to how citizens do connect with you and other members of law enforcement, whether they be reporting a crime or some suspicious activity, and where will the actual physical offices of the police department be located?
No, to report any crime in Du Bois City or Sandy Township, we go through the Clearfield County 911 Center. That number is still the same, 814-765-1533. It's the same for Du Bois and Sandy. Right now, the Du Bois City officers are working out of the Sandy Township building while the city building's being, I guess, remodeled. Mm-hmm. We're hoping to move operations with both departments in the next month.
Okay.
So that's at 16 West Scribner. So yeah, we'll be downtown ready to go.
All right. Super. Well, Chief Kruszelek, we appreciate your time this morning. And as always, we also appreciate your service to the Du Bois community. And thank you for sharing with us today on Consolidation Countdown.
Thanks for having me, Dan.
You're welcome.